I didn't have any prestige, so you know what I had to do? Kind of close my mouth and tiptoe around and eat humble pie until God finally delivered me. But I can't help that. Bless God, the Lord called me to do a job for him. And the Bible says in Hosea 10 and 12 that it's time for you and I to seek righteousness, to seek the Lord until he come and rain righteousness upon us. Seek him when? Until. Sow to yourselves in righteousness. Reap in mercy. For it's time to break up your fallow ground until God comes and rains righteousness upon us. And it is time for us to seek the Lord. It's time for us to pour out our hearts to God in humility. Another one of these great, as we call them, minor prophets cried out in the book of Zephaniah, chapter 2, in verse 3. Seek ye the Lord, all ye meek of the earth, which have wrought his judgment. Seek righteousness. Seek meekness. It may be that ye shall be hid in the day of the Lord's anger. I want to tell you, God has made a place of refuge for you and I. Psalm 91, beginning in verse 5, said, thou shalt not be afraid of the terror by day nor by night, nor for the air that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence, the AIDS, the herpes, cancers, all these other things that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand. But he won't come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou see and behold the reward of the wicked. Why? Because you made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. In other words, you live in God. You breathe in him. Everything about you is just purified with that air of spiritual radiance from the presence of God that you walk in constantly. You don't give two hoots what people says about you. Praise the Lord. Because you made the Lord, which is my habitation, even the Most High, no evil shall befall thee. No plague shall come nigh thy dwelling, for he'll give his angels charge over thee. They'll bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. My God, when we begin to think about the promises of God, then people want to get panicky. The reason you panic is because there's something ailing you. There's something there you got to get right. Jesus said in Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and these things that you panic about will be added to you. Health, food, clothing, a home, a car, praise God, a job, whatever you need will be added if you seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. In Matthew 7 and verse 7, Jesus said, ask and it shall be given you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be open unto you. For everyone that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth. And to him that knocketh it shall be open. That's to the person that comes in time. There's a time when God won't hear you. Now, he couldn't write that warning in every one of these promises he made, but he put warnings enough, all interspersed through the revelation of God's word, that there's a day in which God will hide his face and will not hear us because we would not listen to him in the day that he was dealing with you and me. You don't come to God when you want to. You come to God when he draws you to Jesus. Somebody says, I'll come when I want to. No, you won't. Jesus said in John 6:44, no man can come to me except the Father which has sent me draw him. Same chapter, verse 37. All that the Father giveth me shall come to me. And him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. 1 Corinthians 12 and 3, the great apostle revealed, no man can say that Jesus Christ is Lord, but by the Holy Ghost. You're not going to come except the Spirit of God draws you to Jesus. And if you don't come then, you won't come. Lord, have mercy. Is your heart prepared to seek God? Is there something in your life you need to shake loose from? You need to be delivered from the captivity of? We need to take the earnest heed to these things that are spoken by these men of God that have lived many years before you and I. One spoke here in Psalm 34, the man after God's own heart. Psalm 34, verses 9 and 10. He said, O fear the Lord, ye saints, for there is no want to them that fear him. The young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. If you seek the Lord, you won't be in want. God will supply the need of your life. Also another scripture in Psalm, the 29th chapter, or the 27th chapter, rather, verse 4. Psalm 27, verse 4. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after. What is your desire? Then seek it, and God will help you to find it and give it to you. Here's David's desire, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in His temple. I want a place where I can go seek the Lord, and when things are going wrong, I can inquire of the Lord and find out what's gone wrong so I can fix it. Praise God. If it's not fixed, then come on a little closer and let Jesus fix it for you. For He knows just what to do. So when you kneel and pray, just let Him have His way, and He will fix it for you. Songs of Solomon, chapter 3, verse 1. By night on my bed I sought Him whom my soul loveth. I sought Him, but I found Him not. You know, that's the bride speaking there. She didn't lay there as a member of the elite of Jesus Christ that is revealed in this book of the Old Testament, the bride of Christ. You know what she said? Laying there and she couldn't find Him on her bed. She said, I will rise now and go about the city and the streets. In the broad ways I'll seek Him whom my soul loveth. I sought Him, but I found Him not. She didn't give up. She didn't quit. She said, the watchman found me. And I said to the watchman, saw ye Him whom my soul loveth? It was but a little that I passed from them, and I found Him whom my soul loveth. You find Him because you seek Him. It says, I held Him and wouldn't let Him go. Praise God. That's a real love affair. That's a real love affair. As a trio sings, I just keep falling in love again, over and over and over and over again. I just keep falling in love again. Just my Lord and I. Things get sweeter as the days go by. Oh, what a love affair between the Lord and I. But you don't have it by just saying, hallelujah. You have it by seeking. You have it by seeking. And sometimes it takes a while, like the bride there had to get up out of bed and go find the watchman. He wasn't there. And she kept looking, and she kept looking, and she said, I found Him whom my soul loveth. Praise God. There's something got to happen, ladies and gentlemen. And that's our hearts got to be prepared to seek God. There's a time in Revelation, the 9th chapter, when the tribulation finally gets here. In verse 6, in those days shall men seek death and shall not find it, and shall desire to die, and death shall flee from them. Why do men seek death? Why do people prefer suicide to living for Christ? It's because they haven't found Him. They haven't found that love and faith to fill their hearts to overflowing. They don't know it. In those days shall men seek death. Why? For 5 months, torment. The torment will be as the torment of scorpions upon the men that have taken the mark of the beast. And they'll be seeking death. And we're living in a generation today that suicides are increasing daily. It is a terrible loss among a space of the youth of our nation as they turn to suicide to escape the unpleasant factors of life and what the future really holds for them. Now, I want to just show you here briefly here and how men prepared themselves to seek God. 2 Chronicles 11 in verse 16. And after them all the tribes of Israel, such as set their hearts to seek the Lord God of Israel, came to Jerusalem to sacrifice unto the Lord God of their fathers. See, they set their hearts to seek the Lord God of Israel. And they strengthened the kingdom of Judah and made Rehoboam, the son of David, strong. 3 years, for 3 years they walked in the way of David and Solomon, as long as their heart was prepared. Now the next chapter, chapter 12 of 2 Chronicles, verse 14. The Bible tells of Rehoboam, 3 years he prepared his heart and walked with God. But listen to what happened. And he did evil because he prepared not his heart to seek the Lord. See, further, after 3 years, he didn't prepare his heart to keep seeking God. And he did evil in the sight of the Lord. All right? Going a little bit further here. In 2 Chronicles, the 15th chapter, verses 1 and 2. The Spirit of God came upon Azariah, the son of Oded. And he went out to meet Asa and said unto him, Hear you me, Asa, and all Judah and Benjamin. Now, Asa was the king, the great righteous king of Judah. The Lord is with you while you be with him. And if you seek him, he will be found of you. But if you forsake him, he will forsake you. Now, isn't that plain enough? When we seek God, he'll be found of us. But if we quit seeking him, he'll forsake us. The next time you call on him, he'll be on a trip or he'll be deaf to your desperate cry. All right, going on a little bit further. 2 Chronicles 19, third verse. Here's Jehoshaphat. He'd gone down and joined affinity with the wicked king of Israel, Ahab. Now listen to what God said to him. Never with the house of Ahab. Ahab wasn't king, but this king was of one of his sons. Here was a prophet that came, Jehu the son of Hanani. And he said, There are good things found in thee, in that thou hast taken away the groves out of the land and hast prepared thine heart to seek God. He made a terrible mistake, but because he'd prepared his heart to seek God, that judgment never fell upon him. God restrained the judgment that he was deserving of because his heart was prepared and he'd been led away. But here was a prophet that turned him back just in time so he could escape this terrible judgment that was about to fall upon him. All right, going on a bit further. In the 30th chapter of this same book, 2